I was in Santiago, Chile last year, and some of these poems that I'll be reading come from that. As does this next one. There's a great deal of poverty there, and as you go down the street, you're constantly being asked for money by beggars. And they all have these very shiny tin cups. So you wonder about that initial outlay to pay for the tin cup. It's called It Does No Good. It does no good. Certainly, he looks foolish, even preposterous. A middle-aged man in a ragged sport coat, surrounded by furniture at a stoplight, a pile of rugs, chairs, lamps on the sidewalk. When the light changes and cars come to a halt, the man holds up a chair and shouts, "See us," or chairs, offering them for sale. Then the light turns green and the crowd of cars roars off. Certainly, on every street in Santiago, people sell merchandise at stoplights, toothpaste, soap, toolboxes, towels, extension cords. The newspaper even jokes about it, that the way to boost the economy is to put up more stoplights. But the man selling chairs sells his own chairs. He wears a striped tie and his white shirt is clean. He's not drunk, and his embarrassed laugh, almost a giggle, proves that he knows he is doing something absurd. It is a warm, sunny day in early fall, and the smell of burning leaves mixes with the exhaust fumes. How long did it take him to come to this? How long did he look for a job? How long did he borrow money? I stand across the street and watch. No one will buy anything. He's too crazy. Besides, how can you stop your car in heavy traffic to bargain over a rug? At first, the man's hair was neatly combed. He's thin, but doesn't look starving. When did he make up his mind? Even his wife must have thought he was crazy. And his kids, they must have snuck from the house early this morning, completely humiliated. Can you imagine watching your old man hawking the tables and TV to Hondas and Renaults? There's no humor in his eyes, no laughing. They look stretched and dark from driver to driver to driver. No one looks back. Just some boys across the street and me standing in front of a butcher shop. A man's house is an extension of himself. He must have woken up this morning with a plan already fixed in his head. It probably took 6 trips to bring that stuff to the stoplight. He must have worried something might be stolen. He must have known that any friends, relatives, any family would think him ridiculous. All those tables and chairs can't be worth $50, and now he'll have to carry them back again. Why doesn't he do something violent, like smash the furniture, throw the lamps at passing cars? But he does nothing, simply stands with a small chair raised above his head and grins. He no longer even shouts, "See us," but just stands. What foolish thoughts run like white mice through his brain? It does no good to be crazy if you're poor. No money for cigarettes, no money for shoes, no money for razor blades, a can of tuna fish, beer, whiskey, no money to buy a tin cup.